Let's lift Jesus up. Let's lift up the name of the Lord. Lift him up this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Lord, we lift you up this morning, God. You said, well, there are two or three, God, or few, God. You said you would be in the midst, Lord. So we lift you up this morning, God. We give you praise. We give you glory, God, for this morning, God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise in this one. Let's stand and give him some praise. Let's just stand a little while and give him some praise. He deserves the praise. You hear, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're healthy. You can walk. You can talk. Praise. You can move your hands. You can pat your feet. Hallelujah. Let's give him some praise. He's a good God. Thank you. He deserves all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad to see all of you. I'm just grateful to the Lord. I told Al I fussed at myself all the way to church today. I ain't gonna tell you what I fussed about, but I fussed. And the Lord was telling me, he said, shake yourself and get up. Shake yourself. I'm getting ready to do some things. He said, I'm doing a new thing. And I was looking in, going through, Isaiah. And there's a scripture that say, behold, I do a new thing. And all this old stuff gonna pass. Praise the Lord. Listen, put all that old stuff behind you, behind you, behind you. Cause God is getting ready to do a new thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I just want to thank the Lord for being here. I'm just really happy. And I'm so glad y'all understand because I'm just me. Amen. And say, you know, if you went to church and it went this way, I may not do it that way. But I really love the Lord today. And I was thinking as I was talking, you know, Lord, I've come to love you because you're you. I was telling him first, for fire insurance, I came to God for fire insurance. I did not want to go to hell. I was in a holiness church and they preached hell and firestone. And they preached it every Sunday. I did not want to go there under no circumstances. So I came to the Lord with fear. You know, I came, I don't want to be, hey, however you get there. But I'm telling you, they used to preach that. I mean, they preach hellfire and brimstone. That's what they preached. But now I love him for who he is. Been walking with him so long. Praise God, I love him because he's who he say he is. And he's been a personal, real, kind, loving father, husband, brother, everything I need. Hallelujah. He that, y'all, oh, you missed it, honey. Let him be your all in all. I'm telling you, because he will. Praise God. So, Father, I just want to thank you this morning. We bow our heads before you, Lord. Lift our hearts. We are hungry for you, Father. Lord, we're forgetting about those things behind. We're pressing on. Everyone in this place will shake themselves, God, and get rid of that old stuff. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so, Lord, we come this morning asking you to just feed us this morning. Lord, feed us. We need your help. We need the true word of the living God because it's life in your word. Hallelujah. And we want to live and we want to live and be healthy in the word. Hallelujah. We are healthy in everything that we want to be healthy in the word. And so I'm giving you praise and I'm giving you glory. Bless us in Jesus' name. It's all up to you. I give it all to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I would tell you to shake each other's hands, but we're not going to do that today. Yeah, man, yeah, we've been going through this. We gonna get through it away. We getting through this thing. I'm telling you. This is something we've never known. You know, I've lived a long time, but I never been through this. I never been through a pandemic where the church couldn't come together. I never been there. So, you know, this is going to teach us all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So if you happen to be here and you know it, clap your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. So I was reading in, I was in Isaiah and I was reading that and I was reading some over in Psalms and I'm, for the first time in my life, I'm going to tell this on me. I couldn't write nothing down all this week. So I went downstairs last night and I just cried. I said, Lord, what is wrong with me? I can't even write nothing down. What is wrong with me? So I would read. But I didn't have any thoughts or anything, but just waiting on the Lord, just letting him have my life and what is going to happen to the rest of my life. And, you know, Lord, this is a new year. I know I felt all of that. Hallelujah. And I kept feeling, wait on him. And I kept thinking about the eagle that we've been studying in Psalms 91 as we studied. Praise the Lord. And I had read some about the eagle, and I couldn't find it for the life of me. Al got to get me some to find stuff. I could not find about this eagle, because when the eagle gets sick or something, he falls down into something. And I looked everywhere, and I couldn't find it. I said, Lord, where is that at? Praise the Lord. But I do know that the bald eagle have a 7-foot light, his wings are 7 feet from tip to tip. The eagle. His wings span, so he got plenty of room for you. His wings is 7 feet from tip to tip. And his eyes is just, he can see a mile away. So he looked down, he see a rabbit, he can see it. He can see it. His seeing is very, 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 just ain't like nothing you ever seen. And so I'm reading this, and I know you've read this, so we're going to go to start then. The Holy Ghost is going to help us this morning. You know, but you know he have to help us all the time, don't he? I'm going to start at, 40 Isaiah. Hallelujah. I might have read this before, but I got to read it today because this one's on my heart. Thank you, Jesus. 40 Isaiah 40. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm going to start, I think, at the 26th verse. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who has created these things. You know, that's what people need to do. And that's what we need to do. You know, when you think about the goodness of God, and you look, and you just look out, you ain't got to, you know, look, and now that they got TV and all this stuff on there, and nature and these programs. And I went with Mr. What this man named that love animals. He's anybody know him? He loves animals. He goes all over the world, look at elephants and this and that. And he's concerned about, you know, I almost thought of his name, huh? I don't know what he's good, but it's a lot. Well, this man is old. He's been doing this for years. But anyway, I just thought about how he loved, you know, how he loved animals. And I just look and I see God. You know, who can create an elephant? If they could, they would. Believe me. Who can create an elephant? And I thought about I like a tiger. I think he's the prettiest thing, and a panther. To me, they're the prettiest things in the world. I'm telling you, I go to the zoo, and that tiger was walking across there looking. I said, Lord, I better get away from this fence. But I love that he's the prettiest. He's so pretty to me. And guess what? God made him. And guess what? He gave us dominion. Well, you're going to lie because he said it. He said, I gave you dominion over everything that I made. And I thought, what a God. What a God. They gave me dominion over all the work of his hand. What a God is this? Amen. And so I was going through a little something, and I said, Lord, Lord said, get up and shake yourself. You got to remember what I have said to you. Now, are you going to look at this, or are you going to look at what I done said? It's up to you, you know what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. And so I said, you know what, Lord? So I fussed all the way to church. I said, Lord, I'm going to look at what you have said. Because every place you are in today, children of God, you need to learn, and I need to learn how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Because as you're waiting on the Lord and you'll be of good courage, he will strengthen your heart. This is how your heart gets strengthened. This is how you get faith. This is how you get built up. Waiting on the Lord. And I want to wait. I'm waiting too long. Well, he must think, who he think I am? I'm just human. I can't wait this long. Yeah, you can. And believe me, he say he know you human. And the Bible say he know that we are flesh. He remembers what the flesh is. Just why Jesus came. He came to test it. To see, cause he don't want to tell you to do something. You know, like a lot of parents tell you to do something, they don't do it. He didn't tell you to do something that you do. Now, you can't be greater than him. That said the word. But you can be as he is in this. Have you ever thought about that? You can be as he is in this present life. Lord, don't let me get off now. But they that wait up on the Lord, the Bible say, shall what? You ain't got, well, I'm just about to give out. Are you waiting? Because he said you go, that's how he renew your strength when you just about wore out and you wait on him. But a lot of times, you know, in the waiting period, somebody hearing this. In the waiting period, we say, now if God was going, now I'm tired of this now. I done got to my end here now. God know how much you can. Y'all believe that? I want to believe that with all my, he knows what you can bear. You ain't telling me people are waiting. It's people waiting, and they ain't got what they asked for, they think. But if what you look at that, he working something out in me. I don't know what this is, Father, but, you know, and trust him. Trust God that he can work this out in you. I want to read all of that, L. Start back up there. I want to read what I start. I want to read it all. He said it in 40. Why saith thou, O Jacob, that speak, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over. Is that what I want to read? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the world? Wow. I used to read this. I've read the Bible all my life. And I did what they told me to do when I read what Brother Rigor said, try to learn two or three verses. You know, try to learn in memory. And I'd be in the car, me and Ernie be going somewhere. I'd be trying to learn. Hey, what you do? I'm learning. I'm putting this in my memory. I'm just putting, I can't say it didn't help. But now it means something to me. Has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? What in the world are we worried about? This God has created everything. He has created you. He know every speed in your body. He know the name of things man don't know, that he got to make up something to make it, you know. He knows how to, everything. And you have the privilege of being called a son of God. And I thought, woo, Jesus, look at me. I'm about to get beside myself, but you better stay with me because you might pull me down. He said, and those that believe, he gave them power to become his sons. Woo! And we was talking about our children. We talked about, hallelujah. You know, now you know it. You will turn mountains and pull down anything you can to help your kids. Don't care if they ain't no good. Don't care if they done cuss you out. Don't care if they done left you and slapped you, whatever. That's your kid. Ooh. And you ain't nowhere near God. I said, you ain't no a touch of what God has in him. Ooh. When I thought about that, I said, Lord, let me get it. I thought I'm shaking myself. So let's get your tail up and shake yourself. Hallelujah. I'm going to make it. You going to make it because you serving a living, loving, praise God. You going to make it. Don't be saying, I don't know if that. Yeah, you can. Don't you say that. And you know, I read a scripture. We talked there. Without faith. Ready for this? It's to please God. So he can what you wear, how tall you are, how good you look, how well you can sing, how well you can play. If you don't have faith, he don't care. Because number one, you're supposed to be waiting on him to solve your problems. And I don't know, when the Lord told me, I said, I had to go down late last night and get on my knee. I said, I said, Lord, hallelujah, help me. Help us to wait on you, Lord. We act just like, you know, that the devil, he gonna just let the devil just and tear us up and throw us away. You know, and kick us, you know. That's what we act like. He's that kind of God. He just waiting on you, laying up in his arms, waiting on you, Lord. You got to know he's going to come. He's going to come, D.D. And he may not come when you want him, but he's going to come right on time. He's going to be there just when he, Oh, Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so he said, he give power to the faint. I'm reading, y'all. And to them that have no might, he increases mercy and strength. Even the young people should faint. They're the youth, ain't they, young folk? And they're going to be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. Because if you, I don't care if you're young, old, in between, baby, what, if you ain't depending on God, you messed up. He said, but they, are you the they? Let me see y'all, this is the they. They that wait upon the Lord shall, not maybe, not might, shall. When Jesus says shall, he means shall. He like us. So you may say something, well, maybe, he ain't got no maybes in his. They shall renew their strength. You tired? Me and my preacher about that tired and weariness. If you wait up on the Lord, and listen, this don't mean that you sitting down, just, you know, no, that means that your spirit, your hope, everything is laid on him. Yeah, the trial is still there. Yeah, it hurt you. Yeah. But God sees it. He see everything. I told telling somebody, I said, you know, you better stop your talking. Because God gonna judge every word you say. And he gonna judge you by what you done said. See, we this Bible is true. Amen. So you saying they doop, then you gonna stand for, then you gonna be judged for that. And you gonna be saying you did it. Now that's what the Bible say. Ain't that right? He say, so they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall, listen to this now. They shall mount up. Now I love that. With wings as eagles. You need to see that bald eagle. I would have called you, Derek, but I know you'd be busy. I wanted to look at, cause Derek would have had that. This eagle mounting up. Boy, I'm telling you. When he get up off that ground and them wings go out, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It's just so beautiful. They're going to mount up with wings as eagles. Listen to this. Look at what it says. It says they should run and not be weary. We get tired. So something, we ain't got on the right kind of shoes or something. Or the shoes is too big or too little. They're hurting your feet or something. Let's put on the shoes that Jesus gives us. It's a traveling shoe. And they shall walk. Now listen, goodness gracious. He ain't telling you got to run no marathon. And not faint. They're not, listen. God is not going to put us in any trial that's going to take us out of here. I found out that your trials make you stronger. Hello? It may be something that you say, wait a minute now. This is a little bit too hard here now. You know, if it's hard, God think that much of you. Then I thought, I said, Lord, you must think a lot of me. Because I know I'm going to get through this. So, you know, so if you can entrust me with this, thank you. You know, thank you. You ain't got no baby. You ain't no baby now. God wants you to grow up. Hallelujah. Grow up in him. Leslie, grow up. We got to grow up in God. And I was telling Al something, and I don't know if this would put this in because I'm trying to preach the word. Praise the Lord. I told Al, I said, Al, I've gone to church a long time. I say, in our church, what we going to do, we're going to keep the parking lot clean. No ice, the best we know how. But only time we going to call you and tell you not to come is when we ain't cleaned the parking lot off. But from this day forward, I ain't gonna call you. I ain't gonna let Jackie call you. You grow up. You look out in the street, and if it what, you make a decision. Like, I wasn't expecting Jackie here today. I didn't. She made a decision that the streets is okay. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna go get on this side when I'm going on out here. And that's what you gonna do. So don't look for no call from Sister Davis. I ain't calling you. Only time I'm gonna call you or get Jackie to call you, if we ain't got that parking lot cleaned off. You know, cause you got to learn how to make decisions, even at if it's too slippery. That's a good decision to make, to learn how to make that. You know, to learn how to look and see. Watch out now. Because you can't find out if it's too slippery. You may not find out if it's too slippery what you're doing in the world. You may find that you, I'll leave that alone. We got to grow up. So, okay, let's leave that. Okay, and I want to read another scripture here. I hope this is helping you. I just love you. I love y'all so much. Okay, and this is Psalms. Hope I got this. Oh, God. 46 and 10. And I just got that this morning. Thank you, Jesus, 46 and 10. Psalm 46. Stay with me. Stay with me now. Because I'm Well, you know, you can read all the Psalms of Psalm 46. That's good. God is our refuge and strength. All that'll fit in there, won't it? Number 10, he said, get moving. Because you got to help me. I need your help. What did he say? Be still and know I got this in my hand. I'm God. Beside me ain't nobody else. Find somebody like unto me even. Be still and know that I am God. And when you be still, and let me tell you, God's going to work it out for you if you be still. Only way you get in trouble is you try to do it. You know, we so smart. I know we got the smarts of God. I know we do. Look at what man has done. He done built something to go up to the moon and got up there and messed that up and messed up something else and put this out here and this is falling and then this falling here and this messed up stuff. I said, I guess he thinks they're going to, I said, Lord, you ain't going to let them mess this world up like they got done this here. I just don't believe that. I don't believe he's going to let them get up there and mess up Mars or wherever they're trying to get to. Praise the Lord. I believe God's going to intervene somewhere in there. But be still, he said. God is telling us this morning, beloved, to be still. This is what he told me to say. Be still. Be still and know. And know. I done preached and told you what over thou. And know that I am God. I'm going to be exalted. I'm God. Yes, Lord. I'm just God. I'm just all 46 and 10. I've lost it. But then know that I am God. Is there anything there? 46 and 10, is that what I read? I will be exalted among the heathen. Now, he might have been talking about the world then, but he talking about the heathens that you had to deal with. Because anybody don't know God, a heathen. They can be heathens. Well, that didn't stick too good, but I still believe it. He said, I will be exalted in the earth. I'm still with it. He said, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We don't have to worry about, you know, we read the Bible and it's so wonderful. You read about Joshua, how he fit the battle of Jericho and this and that and the other. But those people believed in God. And we still got some Jerichos we got to fight. But we're talking about the same God. But in our minds, we think God can only go so far. Come on, children of God. God can do anything that your little peanut man can believe. I say anything you can believe it for, he can do it. All you got to do is be still and know he's God. That's what Ronnie writing stuff down. Okay, Ronnie. Be still. I love it. I'm talking about me, everybody. We got to be still. Or we going to get out of what God is trying to do to make us what we've been trying. Oh, God, clean me up. Oh, God, I want to be something. Oh, God, I want to be your child. God. And then when he puts you in something to make you his child, where are you going? Girl, it's too hot. I can't be bothered. I don't have to take this, honey. No, John, I ain't got to take this. I see you later. I'm getting out. Where you? Girl, I'm going to get me another job. This woman getting on my raw nerve. Do y'all still say that? Getting on my raw nerve. I'm getting out. Now, God put you there now, but I'm getting out of here. before you make that decision, remember to be still and know he's God. I don't know who I'm talking to, but be still and know that he's God. If he put you there, he's going to see about you. He's going to see about you. You're going to be over there with that person that's trying to, you know, that heathen. He's going to bring that heathen down, honey. Hallelujah. He brought all the heathens down before Joshua and them. Hallelujah. All they did was did what he said. Oh, and when they run, when I'm not preaching. But you know, I thought about when Joshua, God ain't never fought battles like you think. Hear these people walking around a wall. Hallelujah. Blowing horns. Come on now. Well, I mean, look like a nut. Walking around and then looking down on him. God, you know you something. Man, what in the crazy? And what is that mess they carrying there? I guess they think, they don't know we're going to tear them up. You know, and they walking, they ain't saying nothing. He said, and don't say nothing. And that's another thing. Keep your mouth shut. I'm learning that to keep my mouth shut. What about you? Come on. Keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth, and just keep walking. And he'll give you, he's going to give your pastor, your leader, a way for you to go. And then then he told him to walk around that seventh time. Now these folks is really looking. And Joshua saying, when I tell you to shout. But they walk around there singing, blowing horns. Come on now. Trying to fight a battle. Jericho was a big city with a lot of folks in it and a lot of soldiers that knew how to fight. They weren't tackling nobody. And when they whoop Jericho, I like this. Thank you, Jesus. When you get out of this tribe, when they whoop Jericho, people around them started getting scared because they knew Jericho was a big city. And when you get out of this trial, hallelujah, that devil that's been bothering you gonna shut their mouth because they're gonna get scared of you because God brought you out of that. And they don't know this God brought you out of that. They don't know nothing about it, but you know him. And all he's telling you to do is shut your mouth and be still. Hallelujah. And depend upon him. And when you come out, you're gonna have some people looking at you. How you get out of there? Cause they was in the same thing and now they all in some bigger mess than they was in before. Why? Cause they tried to do it. Am I doing anything here? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be still today and know that he's God, that he see where you are. Amen. And the harder the trial is, I believe the more he love you. You know what I'm saying? You're the child to say, what I'm doing here? Lord, you ought to get me out of this. I'm your child. Move me out of this place. Move me. Well, then what about the person that he's trying to help? You go say, I want to be a Christian. I want to win souls. Why do you not know that that's the way you're going to win that soul? I don't know where I'm going. But I'm sure going to follow him today. Because he's sure been teaching me to be still. And he's been teaching me to know who I am and who he is. There's no man. I said, Lord, you know, men just a little bitty piece of dirt. So I fear no little piece of dirt. You know, I fear you, who is God, who made man out of that little piece of dirt. Amen. Somebody need to hear this today. Raise your hand. Let me see if you need to hear this. Be still. Praise the Lord. I know. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. If you're going to be talking, be praising God. You know, when they went around, they weren't talking about, you know what we did, Sister Susie had on the, you know, yeah, you know, she came to church or something. No, they was praising God. They was walking around that wall, giving God some praise. So what God has sent to us is, as we walk through our trials, praise him, that gives us something that he can do inside. Cause when you get ready, when you start praising God, the angels get restless. They get up and they get ready to, hey, what they need down there. They getting ready to put on the sword and they getting ready to work for you. Praise him. Did y'all know that? Hallelujah. You know, here's another thing I love about this man. Hallelujah. He would always put the praises in the beginning of the battle. Because when you put the praises in there, see, when you start to praise God, the Bible say, and God set up an ambush. God has gotten moving. But when you're going to move, how he going to move? Do you understand what I'm saying? So your way out is to what? I don't feel like it. I just think I'm a hypocrite. I'm not feeling that way. I want to go tell them a piece of my mind. I'm sick of them. You know, I'm just simply, so you thinking of the trial. Amen. It's not easy. And God's way is easy if we do it. And it comes out. And once you get that victory, you're ready for the next. And the next one don't seem as hard. It don't, you know, I can't imagine what Paul then went through trying to save these heathens. You know what I'm saying? I was looking at the forest out there. What they call it? That forest out there where all these Indians that don't know God live. The Amazon forest. And I said to myself, Lord, send laborers out there. They live in Amazon. They're doing some crazy stuff. You know, when they want to be a man, they're putting poison ants down in a glove, and the boy got to stand all these bites. They put these gloves on both of the hands. You know, and if he don't die, then he's a man. And he's sitting around there, and his face is just full of torture. And here we sit in America. We sit in this church today and we talk about Jesus. And they ain't even got nobody to tell them about that they ain't got to do all this crazy stuff. I mean, I just looked at, they went to the tribes they could get to. They went to these tribes and they were showing us what, I said, God, please send somebody over to help them. He told us to pray for the harvest, didn't he? All right. So we need to pray for not only the people here, but people everywhere, all over the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope I've helped you. I just, hallelujah. My mind this year is to get that behind. I'm forgetting everything I did wrong, and I went to God with everything. I said, Lord, I didn't do that right now. That didn't come out right there. So. Because nobody in here just sins to sin. Surely not. Surely. No. But sometimes you miss it. You miss the mark, as the old people say, you miss the mark. And I said, Lord, so every day of my life, all day, I'm like, Lord, I missed that. I should have shut my mouth. I should have did this. I should have did. Please forgive me. Amen. And as I look over the church and look over the church, especially here, I said, Lord, they don't realize what you're going to do. Because you're getting ready to build the faith of your people. And all that you have said will come to pass. He gave me a word that he was going to do what he did and would start it. And I believe it. There are people used to come to church when I was a younger minister. There's a girl, she couldn't have children. God opened a womb and she had 4 or 5 kids. She's come to visit me since. She thanked me for it. That girl come in and cast out devils. Yes, amen. And I told the Lord, I said, I'm still here. And he said, I still got something to do. I said, ooh, thank you. Wow. I think I got about 2 years younger or something. I got, you know, then I think, you know, just walking, you know, ooh. You know, get, you know, oh, you going to do this again? Woo, I'm excited. I'm excited, Lord. I'm excited. Praise God, I'm excited. And so I just want to thank. And then this, my daughter met this girl that I've been ministering to for years. And her name, Deborah. Reason that, Deborah, right? It's her name, Deborah? Gwen Hurd, and I've been ministering to this girl. We've been talking for years. And now they'll come back to one of them that, you know, whoever. And they just, she said, you talking about my pastor? Your pastor been a lot of places, son. And I talked to Gwen and Bridget and said, Mama, them people going to come back. I said, I believe that. Tawana had drew a clock many years ago, and the people that had been to this church came back. I really believe that. I believe that. You know why they're going to come back? Okay. People going to come where the power of God is moving. You let something drop down in the church, you won't be able to get in it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Where you stand? Lord knows my pastor used to say, I've delivered my soul. I know there's other scriptures you got, Elder. I know. Praise the Lord. But I've delivered my soul. I have. And I hope that it's blessed you. And I hope that it's just not words, that you would put them into action. I pray, Lord, that everything you told God you're going to do, you do it. The Lord will help you to do it. Amen. Don't go through the next year and you'll come to pass. Don't these years pass fast? Girl, don't these? Ooh, ask me about it. I'm 81 and I'll be up 82, my birthday. 80, woo, I said, where did the time go? Right. Amen. And God don't wait on nobody. He don't say, well, I'll turn it back. No, he don't. I'll say, no, you got to go for where you are. I'm asking the Lord to bless you, to keep you healthy. I'm asking him that we will be healthy, spirit, soul, and body. You know what I'm saying? We want to shout and do this, but children, you got to take care of yourself too. And I just can't help but say it. Because I see it happen. I see it. People get sick because of other things. You know what I'm saying? They love the Lord, but they get sick and they pass on. So I'm asking God to help us all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe it all. It's all. Our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. Woo! Our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. I've been waiting on something from the Lord, and I go online and everything, and get copper braces. My daughter bought me this copper brace. And she said, Mama, they say that I help so-and-so. I said, okay, so I wear it. But then I read it say that there's something that your body heals. Because, you know, your body has healing in it. So some things can help you, but some things your body has to be there to heal. Am I making sense? And so I told the Lord, I appreciate it. And you too, I pray the Lord would heal your body. Amen. This will be your time of miracles and not just talking. That the Lord, this will be your time of miracles. Get everything right, children of God. Everything. I mean, everything. Amen. It's almost time for spring cleaning anyway. I say it's almost time for spring cleaning anyway. Let's spring clean our souls. Let's get these things that you know that you need to do. I mean, come on now. Yeah. All right? God bless you. Do anybody need prayer? You have to pray. I can pray for you right here. If you need prayer, just hold up your hand and I'll pray for you. I want to leave without praying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I love to see you. It wasn't a lot, but this church was filled today, I tell you. It's just beautiful. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you today. Thank you for my children, because I consider these my children. And I just give you praise and thanksgiving, Lord. I help us to get rid of, like you telling us to rid ourselves, you know, and put off of all the things, God, that's keeping us down and holding us back, and things that we know to do, help us to do them. We ask it in Jesus' name. The Lord be with you. The Lord sanctify you wholly. The Lord lift his face upon you. The Lord lift up his face upon you. The Lord give you his strength. The Lord give you his wisdom. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Go with God, children, because he sure go with you. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Hallelujah.